Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, everybody. I am super pumped. I've got a really great guy. I just got off his podcast. Matter of fact, I was walking my dog and listening to me being interviewed by Jeff, and it was so good I wanted to have him on my show. Jeff is a social media strategist. Jeff Gibbert, how the heck are you today, man?
You know what? I'm good. I think I'm real good.
I like real good. It's like really close to awesome, but not quite there. So, dude, I want people to know you and what's your backstory, because you are a social media strategist working out of your office in what city?
In the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Love Philly. Just got back from a conference from there. So how did you get to where you were before and what you did to what you're doing now?
Well, I mean, I guess if we really want to look at the humble origins of this, I grew up on a dairy farm, and it was at that time that I really thought that in sometime in the future, we'd be communicating in 140 characters or less. That part's all made up. But what actually happened was is that I've been kind of an entrepreneur since birth, always wanted to be my own boss and tried to launch a couple different businesses over time. And around the time that I hit about 25, I decided it was time to stop being so right brain heavy, went back, got my MBA, and when I came out was around the time where social media was really starting to hit its stride. And I thought, you know, nobody else knows any more than anybody else about this. I think there's a huge potential here. So I just started working my ass off to know more about it than anybody else, because we were all at the start line together. So I went to a management consulting firm for about 2 years where I designed their social strategy. I was talking about something that I call social business, but really didn't have a name back then. And I designed their social strategy, did some website work for them, brought in an SEO, and did all these different little projects. From there, I went to a PR firm where I only lasted about 11 months. They brought me on to run the social practice group, but it was clear that we had very different ideas about what that meant. And after 11 months, we parted ways, and I started this company, True Voice Media. And I've been doing that, like I said, since 2011. And the idea was there are too many people that were out there that said, hey, I've got a Twitter account, so I'm a social media expert. And I said, you know what? Nobody is an expert yet. We all are learning about this. It's constantly changing. But you know, I don't want to make my clients good at social media. I want them to use social media as a way of being better at business and driving results.
See, and I love that. I mean, that's one of my monikers too, man, is like, there is no social media guru. You cannot get up on a mountain and talk to the guy and say, you know, what did the Swami say to the hot dog vendor? Make me one with everything. There's nobody in social media that does that. You know, it's because it is changing. It's evolving. And one of the things we talked about on your show, you know, was the evolution of marketing and stuff like that. But I think the key thing that we need to talk today about is a strategy. So let's get down to brass tacks. I mean, anybody can get into Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and all these other things, but they tend to be the, you know, the marketing tool du jour. How do you look at a client and define these guys need a strategy, and this is kind of the direction I want to take them?
Mm-hmm. So I'd say the main thing that people get wrong is that they start out thinking about how they can be good at social media. So they start thinking about how can I be really good at using Facebook? How can I be really good at using Twitter? How can I be really good at using LinkedIn? And they start looking around and comparing themselves to their competitors and, you know, really just doing everything that they can think of, reading Social Media Examiner and Mashable and trying to get an idea of the best practices. And they never start at the beginning, which is, what am I actually out to accomplish? What hurts? So, and it's such an important question, and I always harp on it, because there are organizations where their problem is not lead generation. It might not even be sales. It might be customer service, and that the sentiment that's out there about them is negative, and they need to turn that around. And depending upon what an organization's goals are, is going to change what they should be doing on social media. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. So when we come into an organization, the first thing that we do is we start off with what an organization is trying to be in the future and where they're currently getting stopped, what the problem is. Because the way that we look at social is that it's not just a marketing tool. It can be used for sales. It can be used for recruiting. It can be used for internal collaboration. It can be used for R&D. It can be used for product or service innovation. There are so many options that for companies to just jump into it and say, okay, well, now we have a Facebook page, that might not actually be the right way to go.
See, and I love that. And one of the things that I run into, and we talked about this on your podcast, is you get people that come in with these preconceived notions that I want to do this. I need to reach this particular person, and I want to jump on LinkedIn, and I just want to, you know, follow them and connect with them, and then all of a sudden tell them I'm the best thing since buttered bread. And we all know what happens with that. They end up being toast, I mean, in the long run, because nobody wants to listen to that stuff. We're totally bombarded with sales messages. How do you work with your clients to get them to understand that setting up a strategy and having some measurables is important?
I think one of the things that I found is super helpful is, one, I mean, I obviously have to educate my client. That's the first thing that I think that they pay me for, is to really give them a greater understanding of it. And what I have to do is really kind of peel back the kimono, so to speak, show them what's behind the curtain, and show them all of the things that they don't see, or give them a perspective to look through that will allow them to see the bigger picture. So, for instance, you know, I talk about all of the things that are plain to see on the web versus all of the things that are hidden, that you could never actually see how it works. For instance, the LinkedIn messages that you see people send, you can only see what's coming out on the public streams. You can't actually see how they're privately messaging. And then in terms of frameworks, instead of talking about how often you should be posting on Facebook or Twitter, or you know, what sort of content gets the best exposure using, you know, in the Facebook newsfeed algorithm, I like to instead focus on five different activities. And I think that what social media provides us are five different opportunities. And this is what I start to educate my clients on, is a new way of looking at things. There's social listening, which is really looking out to the web and identifying trends in conversation about you, your competitors, your brand, your industry, anything like that. And from that, you can actually start to generate content. And content is the second of the five. And the interplay between content and listening, whether that's you heard something in a forum and then you created a white paper, or it's somebody posted a comment on one of your on your Yelp page, for instance, and you respond, that's an interplay between content and listening, and I call that engagement, which is the third component. And focusing on how engagement factors in, which is funny enough, I actually think it's one of the, I wouldn't say it's the least important, but of the five components of social, I think it's the one that gets far too much attention when it's not the one that drives the most business results. Then there's promotion. Promotion actually drives people to this network where you can listen to them, create content for them, and engage them. And then there's measurement, which is how you identify what's working across anything. So it's a new lens that I give them to look at, and I actually have a graphic that I associate with it. Makes it all a lot more easy to understand. But to your original question, which is, how do you get clients to see the value of strategy? I think it's through education, because I think there's too many people coming in, as you said, with a preconceived notion of what social media is or how it fits.
Now, we get people coming in all the time that say, I want 1 million followers. I want 1 million hits on my website. I want, you know, all these different metrics that they've been sold. How do you deal with that? I mean, how do you get people to understand that, you know, 1 million people on your website may not be the top 10 people that you need who are actually going to buy your stuff? What kind of things do you do to get them to understand the metrics and the measurement and the end results that you're trying to achieve for them?
So there are really three that I do. So I'll tell you the first one, because it's more of a, I guess it's just funny to me, but at one point I had started a Twitter account called Followers Mean Zero, and I started to just accumulate followers for it using the various different tactics, you know, going on Fiverr.com and buying them. And that's something I'll just show my clients. I'll say, look, you know, you want followers, I can get you them, they're right here. So I'll show them that you can buy, you know, for $5, you can buy 1,000 followers. So that's one thing. So I had this account that I was using to show them that. Now I just show them Fiverr. So one, I show them that it's easy to manipulate that. That's the first thing. The second thing I do is I ask them this very basic question, which was, would you rather have 100 people that follow you and buy something, or 1 million people that follow you and never pay attention to you? And it's generally pretty easy for them to answer that. And I've occasionally had some people answer they'd rather have 1 million people that don't pay attention. The third question I ask them is, or the third approach I take, I guess, is why? Why do you want that? And I use the Socratic method to really dig deeper and deeper and deeper until they wind up answering their own question that either they don't know or they're able to see the lack of value in going about that approach.
I love that. That's huge, man. It's hard to get people to that point too, especially when they've been tainted and hell-bent on getting what they want.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of my favorite things to do, quite honestly, is to tell my clients no. And the reason why is this, is that I have somebody who advises me on my finances. And when they tell me to do something, I do it because they are the expert in that, and I know that I'm not. And what I need to do when I'm dealing with a client is help them to see that the reason they brought me on in the first place is because they are not the expert. And not to claim that I am an all-knowing expert, but I know a hell of a lot more than 99% of people that they've encountered or that most people encounter as it relates to using social to drive a business objective. And therefore, I have no problem pushing back on them and saying, you know what, if you want to go toe-to-toe and talk a little bit about how these things work, I'm glad to do it. But here's why I don't think your way is going to work. And I try not to be, you know, a jerk about it, but I do find that the more that I question them and take them down that path of examination of what they thought would work, and I show them the fallacy in that thinking, the more likely they are to say, well, okay, this guy's obviously thought it out. He obviously knows what he's talking about.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So you've got a system that's going to help people to better understand, or you've got some tools that are going to help people to better understand what you're talking about and how to find their perfect client or to work with social media better. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. You're referring to the Epic white paper that we just put out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So we just put out, after many years of coming up with frameworks and strategies and having, you know, worked with more than 60 different clients at this point across every industry, we've got our strategy development pretty much down pat. So we created something that we're calling the Complete and Essential Social Strategy Framework. And what it is it's our approach, it's literally our secret sauce of how we go about building a social strategy that drives results. And it's got everything in there from the five opportunities of social, the three pillars of success, how to audit your social, your competitors, your customers, and your employees. You know, it's the full gamut, and we put it together as a white paper. It's short and to the point. We tried not to put too much extraneous information in there. We really just wanted to get to the point of how you develop a strategy, and we're giving that away for free right now. I don't know how long we'll leave it up on the web, but we figured the more we can get that into people's hands, the better off the world is going to be, and we'll see less crap on social media.
Awesome, and I'll have a link to that in the show notes. And then you have another white paper that I'd like you to describe. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the other white paper that we released around the same time was really like, you know, we sat down and we were like, okay, what can we make that's valuable? And we put together this white paper that's, you know, the Complete and Essential Strategy Framework. And I was like, all right, cool. You know what? I need to do something that's just for fun. So we created the Ultimate Guide to Selling Social Media Woo-Woo. And what that is it's sort of the Deepak Chopra of social media consultants. It's those social media douchebags that, you know, get up on stage and they say the word engagement over and over and over until your head spins, and then they tell you that you need to focus on relationships and conversations. And I just got so sick of going head to head against people that really didn't know what the hell they were talking about or how to tie it back to business results that I thought, you know, it was time for me to put together, you know, just a humorous take on how to spot the so-called social media douchebags. So I put together basically what I would assume would be the handbook to become one of those people, so that as businesses are trying to figure out who they should work with, at the very least they can look at what the handbook is that those sort of social media douchebags would use.
I am so downloading that to make sure I am not fitting into that category. That's all I'm
saying. I can assure you that you are not. You've been on my podcast. I wouldn't have published the episode if you were. And, you know, we talked plenty before and after the episode and before and after this episode. And I can assure you that you're not. I would encourage you to download it, not because you should be checking yourself against it, but because I think you've encountered enough of those people that you will get a major kick out of it.
I will love it. Jeff, this has been awesome. You're like a brother from another mother because we both think the same way. We talk the same way. And your concepts are so spot on. And that's why I think we complemented each other so well on our podcasts is you really kind of reinforce what I talk about. I think I've reinforced what you talk about. And it was just such a pleasure to have you on. Now, people wanted to get a hold of you. What's the best way for them to do that?
So as a social media enthusiast myself and someone who advises and coaches, I'm obviously everywhere, but I will say that if people look for me on Snapchat and send me a message there, I'm just not as present. So I would say the best places to get a hold of me are, one, if you were to type Jeff Gibbard into Google, you would find me everywhere. But my favorite place to converse and be social with people is on Twitter. It has always been my favorite social network. It probably always will be until such point where hopefully it never shuts down. But until for as long as it is up, it will probably be my favorite social network. So at Jay Gibbard is where to find me. I respond to direct messages, at messages, and always looking to engage out in the public eye.
Outstanding. And for my podcast only people on iTunes, it is Gibbard. It's G-I-B-B-A-R-D, just so you get the spelling right, jgibbard@twitter.com. So, Jeff, man, this has been fabulous. It's been a blast. I love your insight. I love your concepts. It's been a fun podcast, and I really appreciate you joining us.
Brian, you're a good dude, and we will certainly talk more. Brother from another mother, peace out.
And just so you know, I spelled dude, D-E-W-D. Rock on.
Nice.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.